Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 tells us, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." We are on day 1694 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and it is, "A God who let us prove his existence would be an idol." So today's nugget is, proof of God. Scientifically, there is no way to prove that God exists. The opposite is also true. Scientifically, there is no way to prove that there is no God. We know that over the millennium, that science is not always accurate or provable. For example, the most outstanding scientist available a few centuries ago proposed that the Earth was flat. Another premise was that the Earth was at the center of the universe and the sun rotated around the Earth. As we now know, based on more empirical evidence, that both of these premises were drastically wrong. Being created as God's imagers, we cannot empirically prove that God exists. If we could, we would be as great or greater than the Creator himself. At that point, God would only be a powerless idol. While we cannot prove the existence of God, there is proof everywhere that he does exist. Yes, we do have to accept this evidence by faith, but those who do not believe that God exists must by faith believe that everything resulted from chance and fate. There is much more evidence, and it is much easier to have faith that God exists than the belief that he does not. I choose by faith to believe what I find in God's Word. In a couple passages for today, Psalm chapter 19 verses 1 through 4 tells us, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God, the skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak, night after night they make him known. They speak without sound or word, their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and their words to all the world." And then in the New Testament, Romans chapter 1 verses 19 and 20, "They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God." And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,693 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others may join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.